If you desire to fellowship with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. and you are unable to visit Bethel Deliverance International Church, please feel free to attend a special service at the Church of the Living God located at 1632 West Poplar Street on Friday, March 17th at 7 p.m. For further details, visit our website, betheldeliverance.org, and click on the Bishop's itinerary link. We're looking forward to fellowshipping with you.
If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Say, I believe God for a miracle.
Luke chapter 15, if you would please. And beginning at the 11th verse, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living or their inheritance. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there he wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and the citizen sends him into the fields to feed swine. And he would desire to have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no one gave it to him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no more worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and I'm no more worthy to be called your son. The father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And then bring the fattest calf we have and kill it, and let's eat it and be merry. For this my son was dead, and he's alive again. He was lost, and he is found. And they began to be merry. Love caused daddy to have a party because his son came back home. There are people who have left our church because of an indiscretion or because of an improper action. And unbeknownst to the membership, I have continued to have lunch with them and fellowship with them and talk with them, and they've become reconnected with me, and they desire to come back home because they know I live by Galatians chapter 6, that if someone is overtaken in a fault, you put them right back from where they've fallen. Now the elder son was in the field, and he came and drew nigh to the house, and he heard the music and the dancing. And he called one of his servants and asked, what's this all about? And the servant said, your brother has come home, and your father has killed the fatted calf because he received him safe and sound. And that son was angry. How dare you put someone over me? How dare you have a party for someone who walked out? He was angry and wouldn't even go into the service. Therefore, his father came out and begged him. He said, son, what happened? Why won't you come in? And listen to the son. Lo, these many years, I have served you. I've been faithful to the ministry. I have done everything you've asked. And you put someone over me who is a relative, either newcomer or a comebacker, and I'm not going to rejoice. I've been faithful to you. He said, this is self-righteousness. Neither transgressed I at any time your commandment. In other words, Pastor, I did everything you told me to do. I never gave you a day of trouble. Now, those of you who have multiple siblings or multiple children, you know there's always one that gets the parent's grace and always one that gets the judgment. Nobody ever gets angry when the one gets the judgment, but the others tend to get angry when the one gets the grace. Why are you always sticking up for him? Why are you always letting them? You get away with more than we ever did. He says, yet, listen to this, I've been faithful here. I never transgressed your commandment, yet you never gave me a kid. You never had a fellowship for me. You never gave me a plaque or a certificate. You never did any of those things for me, and I deserve it. Whenever someone says, I've been here all this time and never gave you a day of trouble, that's self-righteousness. I talked to someone last week, and they said to me, I'm trying to live right. I'm trying to live holy, and God ought to do such and such for me. I said, baby, listen, you're supposed to live right. You don't live right for God. You live right for you. People talking about, I ain't never even run through a red light. Oh, yeah, well, you ain't doing that for the police. They want you to run through the red light. City needs money. We always think that God is beholden to us because, look, I ain't even drinking. God, here. I'm living right, and how come I got cancer? I'm living right. Why did I get diabetes? We always look for some reason. Stuff don't happen because you live right, and it doesn't happen because you live wrong. It just happens. Watch. I mean, there are people who will walk out of here and have two plates of ribs, and blood pressure is 117 over 70. Perfect. You go out and have one Big Mac, blood pressure 190 over 110. Nobody knows why. One person watches television in the dark for 25 years, never needs glasses. You wake up one morning, you got cataracts and can't see your hands in front of your eyes. Nobody knows why, but the Pentecostals will tell you it's the devil. Well, yeah, the devil is the orchestrator of sickness, but he's not the blame. This might shock you. God is the blame. Job was right. If we receive good at God's hands, don't we receive evil? He's the only one. You think God is sitting there saying, well, I'm not in control, so that's going to have to go. No, he's in control. That's why the young man Eliphaz comes to them at the end and says, y'all need to stop figuring out what Job did and start trying to ask, what is God up to? That's right. Amen. Because when the negative comes, you say, God, what are you trying to teach me? I can guarantee you, you'll get a better response if you shift the blame back to him, because ultimately he's in control. Habakkuk comes to him and complains about the governmental leaders. He says they don't even keep their own laws. God said, I'm not giving you an answer about the government. You're probably wanting God to kill Donald Trump. And God is saying, it ain't about Donald Trump. You need to see me. Take your eyes off of Trump and look at me. The question that you should ask is not, why is Trump doing it? The question you should ask is, why is God allowing it? That's right. Amen. I told you if you wanted to get rid of the president, I told you what to do. I don't know if it was this congregation or another one. I said this one. I said, just worship him. Go to worship him, Donald Trump. He'll be gone. God said, thou shalt have no other God before me. Get a picture of him, put it up, and start worshiping. Ah, great Donald. Oh, great, great, great one. Great one, great one, great one. God, bzzz. And y'all say, I know why that happened, because it put him in the place of Jesus. And here this boy, he was angry because the father showed love. We have a tendency to criticize what we don't understand. I had a traffic accident in September of 1992. It was my first brand new car. Took it right off the showroom floor. That day, the Spirit of God spoke to me in the morning. He said, go fill your gas tank up. I said, I don't need to fill it up. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just going up to 202 to the Target range. I just bought a new 38 Smith & Wesson, and I was going up there to shoot it and break it in and get myself all ready. So we were going up to the range, and on 309, I had my praise music on, and some kid runs right into the back of me. It was $17,000 worth of damage. When they finally got the car to the service place to fix it, the guy looks and says, he said, Mr. Lambert, I got to tell you, it's a good thing that your gas tank was full. He said, because had it had fumes at the top, it would have exploded with you in there. Now, I didn't look at why did God let it happen. I thanked him that he told me to fill it up. Now, when I told Christians about it, you know what they said to me? Where were you going? I said, I was going to the Target range. See, God didn't want you going up there. Well, listen, I'm not hard to find. All he had to do was say, Eric, don't go. Why kill my car? No, but we always look for the satanic desire. Every time something happens, it's got to be the devil. You walk across the street, get hit by the car. It was the devil. No, you jaywalked.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
Yes, I believe God for a miracle.
And if you trust that he'll do what he said he would.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
The SPA Women's Ministry of Bethel Deliverance International Church invites all women to join them for a live simulcast with Priscilla Shira and Worship with Anthony Evans.
Ministry is when you are patient still, when you are grace-filled still, when you still share the love of Jesus, and when you spend time in the Word of God. The reason is so that you can get to know His stripes, because it's by those stripes that you have been healed, that you have been set free, and that you have been delivered.
You'll be inspired and challenged to step into God's plan for your life as Priscilla delivers a powerful message of encouragement and truth from the Word of God. It's all happening Saturday, April 8th, 8:30 a.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. at Bethel Deliverance International Church, located at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Registration is $20, which includes lunch and materials. Don't miss the chance to experience Priscilla Shira live. Go to BethelDeliverance.org to register today.